If you're looking for Harrison Smith on the football field, find the football, and you usually will find Smith. No matter if it's a running play or a deep pass, the Pro Bowl safety has a knack for finding the football.
You know, great player, understand what he's supposed to do. He's a business guy. He goes out and business on the football field. Every day he's going to give you honest day's work. He's a hard worker, really, really smart, understands the whole, pretty much the whole defense. And it doesn't matter where you put him, he's going to be really good at it.
When he puts on the pads and jersey each Sunday, Harrison Smith is all business. The Pro Bowl safety does his job without any need for fanfare and attention. He's grown to become one of the top safeties in the NFL and is a key member of the Vikings' standout defense.
Harrison's a very smart player. He's a team player. So a guy like that, you know, Pro Bowler, very athletic, a lot of experience. You know, you try to pick his brain as much as you can. So there's times in practice, you know, while I'm watching his reps, seeing where his eyes is, seeing some of his movements, I'm asking him questions about different things that our defense is doing and how he responds against certain offenses, and he's a big help.
But on this night, Harrison is doing whatever he can to avoid the ball because he's taking part in a game of dodgeball in his annual event to promote Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Twin Cities.
Dodgeball. Everybody's fair game. I was probably the most fair game. I got hit a few times, so I think it was more fun.
There was one kid, I didn't get his name, but he was throwing some major heat out there, so I kind of was hiding behind in the back.
Knowing the importance of having someone to look up to in life, Harrison continues to be a supporter of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That includes his fourth annual event at Winter Park with the organization. A night that allows local kids in the foundation an evening they will forever remember.
I was fortunate to have mentors kind of in every stage of my life that made it easier to grow up and to know, you know, the right things to do and how to act, how to interact with people, you know, the important things in life. And not everyone's that fortunate. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters is a great kind of avenue to put mentors with young people, and I think it can really impact their lives, and I'm just fortunate to be a part of it.
The program is to serve kids, but I don't want to underestimate what the adult mentors are getting out of this experience. But the kids that we serve, you know, we serve anywhere between kids between the ages of 8 and 18, and our kids are diverse. They are they represent every demographic of the Twin Cities, and so. You know, what this experience provides for them is a unique experience that, you know, most kids are never going to get to experience.
Giving some local kids a night of kickball, autographs, and tours of Winter Park is all that is needed to put smiles on some deserving youngsters. The kids in the organization get the opportunity to learn and grow from their mentors each day. But on Tuesday night, they had quite the individual to look up to.
Well, it means a lot to me because for someone to put all of this stuff together for just people like us that never really get to see Vikings players and stuff like that or do anything fun, it means a lot to me that they would put this together for us.
It doesn't always have to be huge, like grandiose things. It's just, you know, hanging out an hour every now and then, going to an event here, an event there, show them something, you know, that they haven't experienced yet. Go to a museum, go to a sporting event if you're, you know, you might have never been to a sporting event or a museum or whatever. Just that investment of their time into the little, you know, the littles appreciate that and know, you know, how big of a deal it is. And it's really cool to see, you know, bigs and littles come back after a year or so and you know, maybe they just started out a couple years ago, and now you can kind of tell the bond that they have, how they've developed trust and communication, and I think it's amazing to watch.